Welcome to Cyber Goes Hollywood, a monthly cybercrime magazine podcast series sponsored by Ningio, a security awareness training provider near Hollywood, California. Visit Ningio at ningio.com. That's N-I-N-J-I-O.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, multimedia director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Zach Schuler, founder and CEO of Ningio. Zach, welcome back. Great to have you on the show.
Hillary, thanks for having me once again.
Absolutely. So, Zach, as we close out Cyber Goes Hollywood, you know, the series for now, heavy on the for now, I wanted to ask you, where you see Ningio going in the next couple of years? And that's probably a heavy question in itself, but anything you have to share, I think our listeners would be really interested.
Yeah. Wow. We have a lot of exciting stuff on our roadmap. I would say, you know, really the first piece of exciting stuff on our roadmap, and it's something that we committed to doing last month. We really started last month. So every Ningio episode, and I may have mentioned this in a prior episode with you, every Ningio episode now stars a famous actor, a famous Hollywood actor. So right. Whether it's John Lovitz or Robert Davi or Tia Carrere, and I have a whole other list of folks that we are going on after for the roster for season 6.
Cool.
And so, you know, when we talk about innovation within the content world, right, we think about, all right, we've got Hollywood writing, now we want Hollywood acting. And so we're continuing to press forward. We're going to continue to bring more kind of up-to-date and more relevant actors into the mix just to, you know, increase engagement. So that's, you know, one of our things that we committed to doing this year, and we're just going to go forward. We're just going to bolster that in season 6 and season 7 and forward. Another thing that will make a lot of our clients happy that have a presence in Latin America, likely Brazil for Brazilian Portuguese, is it looks like we're going to, instead of just subtitling our episodes, there are going to be particular languages where we now dub our episodes. And essentially what that means is instead of the person in another country listening to the episode in English, but reading it in their localized language, we will actually have voice actors that are in that region that are acting out, you know, our animated characters. And so in particular countries, you'll actually be able to watch Ningio in your native tongue. And so that's been a request that we've been getting, and it looks like we've got, you know, enough of those requests where it makes sense to do that in a couple of different languages.
That's really cool.
And so for our international clients, that's going to be exciting. And even for our domestic clients that have an international presence, you know, it's exciting for them as well. The next big thing that we have done and are going to continue to do and get better at is what's called 508 compliance. And so every Ningio episode, again, starting with September, is going to be what's called 508 compliant. And 508 compliance is, it's, you know, if you boil it down very simply, it's a compliance put out, I believe, by the federal government that dictates how learning has to happen for people who are visually and audibly impaired. And so you're going to notice, you know, starting, and we're going to go back and do this as well, probably back to the beginning of season 4, is that there will be audio descriptions when you see text on the screen. So if you are, you know, visually impaired, you can understand what's going on a bit better. Okay. Our Ningio nuggets that we have at the end, those get read.
Okay.
When it comes time to take a test, in the very end, if you are, you know, can't use a mouse and can only use a keyboard, you can tab through and select the correct answers. And so, you know, really making our episodes compliant for people that are, you know, handicapped in some sort of way. And so every episode going forward from September on are going to have those components. Now, the last thing that I'm super excited about that we actually started this year, but are really starting to get some traction, is we have a brand new series called Ninjio HR. Mm. And Ninjio HR, we've had so many of our clients come to us and say, you know, our HR training is so boring. It's so awkward. Can you Ninjio-fy our HR training? And we got asked that question one too many times. We said, absolutely. And so we are really doing something a bit different. It's not compliance-based HR training. It's what people want to know and want to be educated with and understand how to deal with particular situations. So for example, one of our episodes was a sexual harassment episode, very up to, you know, up to the moment, in the sense of we show a male and a female on a Zoom call, you know, the male dials in and reaches out, or is it maybe on a Teams call and reaches out to coworker while, you know, he's exercising. And so he's got this tank top on and kind of being a little suggestive. Right. And, you know, at the end of the day, the episode is about, you know, how to, you know, we're in this new world and how to be appropriate through video conferencing. Right. And so, you know, he was, you know, being very suggestive, et cetera. The episode that we just released, and this was literally a couple of weeks ago, no, even less than that, a week ago, is on unconscious bias.
Right.
And this episode features Alex Thomas, a famous comedian who we've worked with on a research report in the past that I've mentioned. And, you know, it's all about stereotypes. And a lot of times, while we might, you know, place a stereotype on somebody that we think is complimentary, they take it as offensive.
Right.
And so it's just creating kind of awareness around things that you say, you know, that could be taken differently by somebody of a different culture. And again, it's not really trying to check the box in the HR realm of compliance. It's what Ninjio Aware does, where we're actually trying to help people navigate difficult conversations and to just bring them up to speed and aware. So our next episode that's coming out is all about employee wellness. You know, going through this working from home,
right,
and having an understanding of how to disconnect from work. And, you know, it's really hard because work is always just sitting there on your computer that might be in your kitchen or your living room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we talk a lot about employee wellness and the things that you can do to disconnect from work so that you can maintain, you know, a stable frame of mind. And those are the things that we're going to be talking about, right? You know, items like that. We've got a whole, you know, a whole list of stuff. And then we have a whole list of stuff that we don't know what we're going to be talking about because, like, for example, after the election happens, we don't know, is there going to be a surprise? Is there, you know, what's going to happen? And then, you know, it's very likely that we do an episode on belonging because people might feel, you know, like they just lost part of who they are because their candidate lost, right? And so we won't talk about politics ever,
right?
But we might talk about belonging and people kind of losing their sense of belonging while they're all by themselves at home. So lots of good stuff on the HR front that we're going to talk about. We're really excited about Ninjio HR. I know it's not cybersecurity, but you know, it is all about helping the end user, which is really Ninjio's mission. And so we're fulfilling that mission to the next level.
Absolutely. And so, as always, sounds like you and the team are right on top of what's happening in the world to help service that for that end user. So that's really exciting to hear about what's on the horizon for Ninjio. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks so much for being on the show. It was great as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been a really fun show. I know we're kind of at the you know, the last episode, but, you know, thanks so much for the great questions and, you know, the ability to let me go on my monologue that I sometimes tend to do. And, you know, I, you know, to the listeners out there, I hope that, I've provided a little bit of value and, you know, we're ready, willing, and able to help. You know, simply go to ninjio.com and, at the very bottom, you can, if you're interested in learning more about us, just simply submit a form and, you know, one of our, security awareness consultants will reach out generally within an hour or two and always happy to tell you more about us.
Absolutely. And so this has just been so much fun. So I'm really happy I got to learn more and I got to, you know, just watch more episodes of Ninjio. They are just so entertaining. So thanks so much for, you know, doing the series with me. It's been really fun.
Yeah, it has. Thanks, Hillary. I really appreciate it.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Cyber Goes Hollywood is brought to you by Ninjio. Ninjio offers a cybersecurity awareness training solution that uses engaging 3 to 4 minute Hollywood-style micro-learning videos to empower individuals and organizations to become defenders against cyber threats. Visit Ninjio at ninjio.com. That's ninjio.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.